الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم. وقال تعالى: وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب. صدق الله مولانا. We had read about dua, the importance of it, which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah has explained in this kitab Munajat-e Maqbool in the introduction. Hazrat explained that we are taught to even ask for our dunya's needs our dua, and he mentioned the hadith about afiyat, that things go smooth, that there is well-being, we don't have problems, which is a very, very valuable dua, and we should ask the dua always. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also stated, taqdeer can be altered only by dua. So valuable and so powerful is dua that it can change our taqdeer also. So we don't know, anything bad may be written for us. A car accident, heart attack, robbery, we don't know. By dua it can change. So how much aren't we need to make dua that all life, anything bad is written for me in my taqdeer, and the worst of all, a bad mort on kufr, Allah protect us all. So for that we have to be making dua. We just don't take it for granted. More than our effort, dua is more important. Dua is also benefit at the time of being afflicted by calamities, as well as being of benefit in protecting one from any impending calamity. If we are already some problem, usually that is when we make dua. But when there isn't any from impending, possible, some calamity that is to come, make dua, Allah saves us from that. And where we use our brains in so many other things, use it, that what and what can happen to us. Allah protect us from all those things. For other things, we take all precautions. Just because the neighbor's house got robbed, we put alarm system. We keep a dog. Whatever else, we do all that, we go, we think of such lengths of protecting ourselves. But for the dua, which is the main thing that we should use in order to protect us from any possible things that could happen. At times the calamity is already on its way down, while the dua ascends and confronts the calamity. The two then wrestle with one another till the day of Qiyamah. At times it happens that the calamity, Allah has already sent. A motor car accident, for example. Argument, terrible argument between husband and wife. Some terrible illness, but we made dua. And the dua goes and wrestles with that. Engages that calamity, and they carry on till the day of Qiyamah, that calamity doesn't come down upon you. So how important and valuable is not dua? From the above it is apparent that dua is of greater benefit than all other precautionary measures. Whatever we can take for our security, for our earning also, our rosy also, for any illness also, anything, dua is of much more greater benefit. But we are usually very negligent in dua. We will make or take all the other precautionary measures. We will spend a lot of money. We will give a lot of time also for all other things. But for dua, usually we don't. It is also apparent that one should make dua before a difficulty arises. We shouldn't wait for a difficulty. We should make dua for any possible difficulty, that Allah protects us from it. Through its blessings, the blessings of dua, the difficulty does not arise at all. How lucky we are. We have been given this great power of dua that the difficulties don't even come to us. It is also apparent that another form of acceptance of dua is that through its blessings, the difficulty is warded off. By the barakat of dua, the difficulty that was to come, we are protected. It is there, it's warded off. Allah takes it away. Because the only doer is Allah Ta'ala. And the means of getting Allah, to ask Allah, is through dua. And in that way we beg and we ask of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. And Allah can do it without our dua also, but Allah wants us to make dua. And as we mentioned, Allah is so kind that when we ask Allah for dua also, He gives us sawab. And what we ask for, that also He gives us sawab. If you go to a shopkeeper and you tell him, give me one pair of socks, I want to buy a pair of socks, he won't tell you, okay, for asking me for buying the socks, I'll pay you so much. He'll give you the socks, you must pay for it. But he won't tell you that you came and asked me, you came and buy the socks, so I'm pay. You ask Allah Ta'ala, Allah pays you for asking Him. And then He gives you also what He wants. And what different ways, du'as are definitely accepted. In the different ways they are accepted. Thus one should continue making du'a, whether one knows that the du'a is accepted or not. That is another thing where we are very weak. We say, how long I'm making du'a? How much du'a must I make now? I'm tired now of making du'a. That should never be the case. Allah loves that a person makes du'a. And sometimes Allah makes the arrangement that keeps you engaged in making du'a. Just like with little children or something, when you tell them, sometimes what cute words they say. Then you try your best to try and again engage them, that they can say something like that again. That you see what malfuzat sometimes little children have got, and what words they come out, and then you try your best. So when we also make dua, many instances are reported that Allah said He made dua to me like this, and I had to accept it. Not that Allah is forced to, but just that it was so nice that Allah accepted it. So when a person, Allah gives him that tawfiq, and like our brains work in lot of other things. In writing love letters, how doesn't our brain work? So speaking to Allah, we should use our brains there. One should not entertain negative thoughts, but gumani. That also comes with regard to Allah. Never think that now my du'as are not accepted. How long must I make du'a now? Allah is not accepting. Many of us, we say also that my du'as are not being accepted. And it comes clearly in the hadith. A person's du'as are accepted until he says my du'as are not accepted. So we should never have any, saying the words are very, very dangerous. Even the thoughts of it, we must just humble ourselves and just beg of Allah Ta'ala. We also find that many of us, we wonder now, what must I make dua for? We try, we sit down like after Maghrib, and just 1 minute, half a minute, then now we don't know what to ask for anymore. We should learn what to ask for. And in fact, when we get Allah give us the tawfiq of dua, when you will set aside 2 minutes, it's not enough. You increase it to 5, it's not enough. You increase it to 20 and you still feel, I haven't still asked. It's not enough. Allah give us that, engages us, with Him. How a person enjoys to speak to his wife the first night. The whole night passes, they don't sleep. They're just talking. Allah give that engagement with Allah Ta'ala. And there were those buzurgs that the whole night would pass and they are just talking with Allah Ta'ala, whether they are on the musalla or whether they are on the bed, and they are just talking to Allah Ta'ala all the time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also stated that person would love Allah, who would love Allah Ta'ala to accept his dua at the time of difficulty should make abundant dua at the time of ease and happiness. So even when we have problems, then many of us feel there are many in the number, but compared to the rest, there are very few who even in difficulties make dua to Allah. Many of us, what we think, an emergency, rush him to hospital, do this, do that, but immediately to tell somebody, make dua, to engage yourself in dua, your heart turns to Allah, that is very little. More it is the asbab we go to. And we go to great lengths in the asbab. Whatever, some rush him to hospital, they say you must put down 500,000 rand. Now immediately who can we contact? We don't contact Allah Ta'ala. Our friend here, who was here from America, Maulana Musayyib, he says he was here, and he came previously, I think last year, Islahi Jalsa on recent previous occasion, when the COVID had started already, and they were going through Turkey back to America. So in Turkey there were certain hours a day, 12 hours or whatever, and they thought they'd go a bit to the museum or whatever, some Islamic historical places. But there they told them that 14 days quarantine if you want to go out of the airport, you have to stay 14 days quarantine. So there was no question, but somebody had advised them, read 115 times the Ila fi Quraysh. When in safar, in journey, and you face any difficulty, read 115 times the Ila fi Quraysh. So they started reading it, then they told them, you have to go and report at the police station, in the airport, at the police office. When they went there, they asked them what you came for, etc. Told them, all right, go. Just now it was, you have to stay 14 days quarantine. And then when they get back to America, the interrogation is famous of the immigration there. They take you into an office, 3-4 hours, 5-6 hours interrogation. And he said that now the system is that on your boarding pass already they put the code there that this person has to go for interrogation. For SS, when they put that, you have to go for that interrogation, and a long interrogation. So he saw it, so he read his Ila fi Quraysh. When he went in there, person just asked him, where you went, South Africa, what did you do? 1-2 questions, okay, go. So turning to Allah Ta'ala, but we, unfortunately, it doesn't register with us. We acknowledge it like that, dua we have to make, dua is very, but to make the dua, each one asks, how much time am I spending for dua? For my rozi, I'm giving 8 hours, 10 hours. But am I giving 2 minutes to ask Allah for my rozi? Oh Allah, make my rozi easy. Give me a rozi of barakat. And make my rozi easy for me without any much work. There are those people who are living today, no work they doing. And Allah is giving them not only rozi, but full of barakat. And easy, no, nothing they do. Allah Ta'ala gives, so it is dua that we have to make. From this it is apparent that the dua is made at a time when there is no difficulty. That the dua that is made at the time when there is no difficulty has an effect on the dua that is made at the time of difficulty. When we have our problems, we make dua, but to get that dua valuable, to give it quality, to give it strength and power, make dua when there are no difficulties. And for example, we make dua, Ya Allah, that we never have cancer. Oh Allah, save me from heart attack. So we are making now dua, if khuda na khasta heart attack, cancer comes. And then we, at that time a person makes dua, then this dua when you are not having, it will give power to that dua. Which comes in the Hadith Sharif, that when a person is regular with dua, then when difficulty comes and he makes dua to Allah, the malaika say, this is a known voice to us. This person was always, he was in and out, so to say, yes. We know who's he. And when a person wasn't making dua, who's the stranger? Like a person, for example, you know, your son comes home 12 o'clock at night, from his work, from whatever. And when he comes to you, you're not worried, he's coming home. Whether you open the door, he opens the door with his key. But if nobody is coming at 12 o'clock and then somebody is at the door, then who is this now? Who is this who's coming at this time? So our dua is also like that. Like, for example, we'll call it a crook who comes unexpected, middle of the night, somebody is at your door, or it's the police, or it's who is it? Some enemy who is coming here at this time. So like that, our dua takes that form when we don't make dua at the time of ease and comfort. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also stated, do not lose courage in making dua, because no one is destroyed at the time that he is busy making dua. When the time when you are actually making dua, that is the time you are not destroyed at all. And that dua will save you from destruction also. So dua is an ibadat that we must make it part of our lives. We must give time for dua and engage ourselves in dua. And then again, not only the lifting of the hands, not only the words, not only from the heart, but really tadurru, to that a person, his whole body is shaking. He's got fear. He's got that connection with, like a desperate person. How a person, those of us perhaps who will remember, I don't know now, but in India, once a beggar gets behind you, he won't leave you. And the minute you get one, there are another 50 who will come. And they all will be after you and they won't leave. Like that, we should be making dua to Allah. Yeah, we will chase them away, we will swear them, whatever we can wonder, what's happening here now. But Allah enjoys it. Then you beg from Allah, Allah loves that dua. And Allah won't chase you away. Allah wants you to make dua. What a difference, but yet, we who are supposed to be like the pious who think ourselves pious. For others think of ourselves as pious, but from dua, a basic ibadat, we are still very far from it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also stated, dua is the weapon of a Muslim. It is a pillar of the deen, and it is a light, nur, of the heavens and the earth. Dua, three things here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, a weapon. And today we know, with the crime rate, etc., and that also everyone thinks I must have weapons. Our youngsters particularly, when they come 17, 18, the way they just want that firearm, and they want to go for training, it means everything to them. They just can't desist it. They can't resist from it. So, dua is a weapon which Allah has given. Much more stronger than AK-47, than assault rifles or whatever else you can think of, R-20s, whatever. The dua is a much more powerful, but for that there is no desire, no thought of it also. Even after listening to bayans and bayans, it still doesn't come in us. Then it is a pillar of the deen. As the other pillars of deen, namaz is a pillar of deen. Rosa, the five pillars of deen, dua, yeah, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam referred to it also as a pillar of deen. And it is the nur of the heavens and the earth. Dua is nur of the heavens and the earth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once when passing by people afflicted by a calamity said, why did these people not ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyah? When they were having difficulty, in other words, that dua of afiyat should have saved them from this. And these are the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that had they made that dua, they should have been saved. We also, lot difficulties we go through, where whatever, riots take place, looting takes place, robberies become common, motor car accidents become common. So it is like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, why did these people not make dua of afiyat? Had they made it, they should not have been afflicted like this. So dua is very, very valuable. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, there is no such Muslim who immerses himself in dua. This is that what is required, to be immersed in dua. That tadarru, that humble humbleness, that begging, crying to Allah Ta'ala. Himself in dua, and he does not receive in response to his dua. In other words, when you make tadarru, definitely Allah Ta'ala gives it to you. Whether he receives it immediately or it is accumulated for him in the future. In the future in this world, in the akhirah, or Allah gives it in another way, remove some other calamity. He made dua to get some from his illness. Allah Ta'ala gave him wealth, for example. Or he asked for something and Allah gave him something else. He asked for something and Allah removed some difficulty from his life. But du'as are accepted or they are accumulated and they are stored for one in the akhirat. From this one can understand that dua definitely gets accepted. But the forms in which they are manifested are different. Different forms that Allah du'as are accepted. But they are definitely accepted. At times the person receives what he has asked for. Or at times it is accumulated for him. That is, he will receive the reward for it in the year after, having been multiplied manifold. The dua, Allah increases the reward. And when he sees the rewards there, in fact it comes in the hadith, he will wish that none of my dua should have been accepted in the dunya. Yeah, we are crying, my dua is not accepted. I'm getting tired, my dua. There a person will wish that none of my dua should have, when we see what Allah gives. And yes, it comes in this hadith, not only that what you're going to get, but Allah multiplies manifold that dua. Or at times, as it has already been stated above, through each blessing, a calamity is averted. Something that bad was going to come. So by dua, those people who Allah give the opportunity, like the older, elderly people, who are retired people, they must make lot of dua for the family. People who are like in leadership position, they should make lot of dua for the community, for the ummah. We should all make, not only for ourselves. When a person is young, he just thinks of himself. When he gets married, he has worry of his wife now, children, then that, then father, grandfather, all the children. Then if the more higher you are, like more people you are responsible, a sheikh must make dua for his murid. Ustad must make dua for his students. So all of us, we should be making dua. And we find also, alhamdulillah, in the work of Tabligh and Dawat, people who had got this reality. It is known of Hafiz Patel, Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of the UK, Dewsbury. He had a notebook that anyone who gave the names for Chilla, for going out in Jamaat, the Hajjud time, he should take it out, take their names, and Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Whatever obstacles there might be, remove the obstacles. So everyone's name he should take. And like our elders, Jamaat that are moving in the world, they are making duas for them. So we were once in a little difficulty at the immigration in UK, and Hazraji in Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, they were busy making dua for us. And many times we hear that the elders, they were making dua for this Jamaat, making dua for that Jamaat. So dua we should be making, and make for a lot of other people also. Many, many families, when the old people pass away, they say that now that dua, that door of dua of ours is closed now. Now they are gone. And in fact, dua is made from the qabr also. Who Allah gives, they also permission. They don't get any more sawab for that dua. But the dua is made, dua is accepted by Allah also. But there is no sawab for that dua. Sawab of amal are only in this dunya. But there the amal remains, there is no sawab for that. People who want to, they make namaz also there. They enjoy making their namaz, connection with Allah, but there is no sawab for that amal in the akhirat. So in that way, whatever chance we have got in this world, we don't waste it. Use it. This is the time when, and how much sawab Allah Ta'ala gives. You're just walking in the bazaar, you are in your shop, it's in a business place, and you're reading fourth kalima, 1 million sawabs. So easy it is. You are just reading, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, ahadan samadan lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, 2 million sawabs. A person just reads Subhanallah bihamdihi 100 times, which is of not even more than 2 minutes or so. And your gunas, even if they are equal to all the foam of the oceans of the world, Allah forgives them. A person who reads Subhanallah bihamdihi 100 times morning and evening, nobody will come with more sawabs than him on the day of Qiyamah. But the person who read so much, or who read more than him. So many, but our mind don't go to these things. Our mind is on material things, the asbab, even the jais and halal, done according to, firstly we're not even doing it according to Sharia, our business. But even if it is done 100% according to Sharia, then too, these amal, duas, etc. are much more valuable. Alas, despite all these virtues, one sees that most people, never mind the man in the street, but even many of the elite who are regarded as pious and righteous, have an apathy and indifference to making dua. Like we see many times also, like whenever there's like a program, ijtima, jamaat, etc., or whatever, then before Maghrib, people are lifting their hands and making duas. When many people just lift their hands, after a little while they put their hands down. finished now. They don't know what to ask for. They're not enjoying making dua. Dua doesn't appeal to them. Whereas dua is such that it should keep our sleep away at night. Whether we're lying in bed and making dua, or we are made 2 rakats tahajjud and we are making dua. But we should be looking forward to making dua. How a person looks forward to talk to his beloved, whether it's on the phone he's talking to his beloved, whether the beloved is next to him and how he enjoys. Dua should be like that. The sorry state is so is to that extent that even at ordinary times when dua is made, as at the time of the 5 times salah, dua is recited as an automatic, memorized fashion, having no effect on one's state or emotion. In fact, when we make dua, we're just rubbing our hands and we are looking around, etc. And many times wink an eye with somebody, even with our hands we say, we greet while we're making dua. That's far from what is called dua. What dua is and what we have made it. And it is a common thing and a real thing that when long duas are made, then we are making duas that if he stops now is better. How much dua is he making now? How long is making dua now? We get tired just to keep our... Allah doesn't get tired filling our basket. We get tired holding up our basket. What a sad state. One should make dua with this understanding that one is presenting a petition in the royal court of Allah Ta'ala. To present one's request repeatedly as an effective and elevated level of attaining success. That I really need this and I can get it nowhere else but here. Like when we tell somebody, nobody else can help me, it's only you. And I can't do without, I can't live, I can't breathe, I need this, I have to have it. And it's only you who can give it to me. If we can turn like that to Allah Ta'ala just relents and gives. And Allah opens his doors for that person. One time, Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, one of his grandchildren or somebody in the family, had an eye problem. And some eye specialist of England came there and he was going to treat the people. So the house people insisted on Maulana that he must take the child also for this eye treatment. Very famous, very good eye specialist. The eyes will come right. Maulana never went to a doctor in his life. And he says, now I have to go. And they're putting pressure on him. He told one person, a Mewati who was a Allah wala, he says, if this child's eyes are not right by the morning, you watch out. You'll be in problems. So he understood that I have to make dua. He made these duas at night. By the morning, the child's eyes were 100% right. So dua is really, there's no doubt about it. But we don't really give it that importance. This is the same as pleading with worldly rulers and the rich time and again to fulfill one's needs. This being considered to be a forceful means of attaining one's objective. Also, by placing one's plea repeatedly in front of one's benefactor, one's hope and expectations increase and they remain renewed. Allah wants you to repeat it. Not, we will say, now how many times you're asking? I'll think about it. But Allah, it's not like Allah wants us to make a... And we have to know Allah as He is. And we have to relate with Him as He is. Allah, na'udhu billah, is not an idol that we make Him as we want to. How we want to make the idol. No, Allah is... We have to find out Allah, who is Allah, what He wants, what He likes from us, what He wants to do, and we have to do that. We are not here to give Allah advice that don't do it this way, do it that way. We are beggars in the court of Allah Ta'ala. When some severe difficulty befalls one, and after having exhausted the available means, one is still not successful, an exceptional few may rarely turn their attention to Allah. Even after difficulties, we will try doctors, then we'll go to armies, we'll even go to sangomas, we will even go to do witchcraft, what and what we'll do. But to turn to Allah, very few. Even then, and even when we say and make dua, it's just like a casual thing. It's not really that seriousness. even then it is not by means of dua, but great effort is exerted in utilizing some wazifa. Then also we ask for wazifas. The dua which is the main thing. Amal or charm, irrespective of whether these are according to the Sharia or contrary to it. That also we don't worry. Like we even will go desperate, we'll go to a Sangoma. We go to fortune teller. We go to today with woman Allah make maaf and protect us. All these other types of therapies and that, in which there is open kufr, but that we will go to. How many women are going to Muslim women who are doing all this? And new types of things are coming out by the day. And the enemy, shaitan, behind them all is working different means. And just then giving it some Islamic terms and terminology and now legalize it by that. But we resort to dua which is a simple, and everyone can make dua. And we don't have to, dua is not, buzurgs usually also say, somebody gives a gift and then they say make dua. They say dua is not, you don't pay for dua. Dua is done from the heart and it's a service that is done free of charge. It's not that you pay for dua. Even if a great deal of precaution is taken to see that the amal are according to Sharia, then too, there is no such blessings, barakat, in these amal that one finds in the dua taught by Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if we do some amal, the greatest thing is dua. Make the amals if they are correct according to Sharia, no problem. But what the dua which Allah Ta'ala has taught and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught, there is nothing like that. Briefly, there are some shortcomings that occur when making dua. We'll carry on, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to understand the importance of making dua. And each one ask us now, when is my slot of making dua? As far as deen, we know for Fajr I get up, for Zohar I take out time. My tilawat, my half supara, quarter supara, 2-3 suparas, I take out time. For my lunch, supper, I take out time. To go to the toilet, I know this is my normal routine. To 5 minutes I spend in the toilet, whatever amount of time. But for dua, which is my time for dua? Which is my, in my routine, which is my time for dua? And whether things are outwardly looking smooth, but everyone has got problems. Even when things are going smooth, there are still some problems or the other. Dua is the thing that we all should engage in. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.